Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you. We'll be there in 10 minutes. Hope it goes well.
It'll be okay, Said. Don't worry so much. It'll be okay.
I won't tell him today. Poor guy will get too upset.
Yeah, why do you have to tell him today? Wait a couple of days. Let things settle down, then do it. Or maybe we will go tell him together, all right?
Look, has Hava said anything about Annie and my dad?
In fact, he has. Who for the sight of the true beloved opened my eye, that one am I. O work-doer, slave-cherisher, what thanks to thee should I utter? O heart, from the difficulties of the path turn not the rein, for of descent and ascent reflecteth not the man the path.
Here.
I bought a goat yesterday. My daughter's wedding.
Who are these
guys? Hey, hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I think she serves goat.
Did I see my bike? Pretty good bike, that.
So, do you have a bridge nearby? Hello?
It's been years. Don't trouble yourself.
The light of our eyes.
Once upon a time.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.
It was thrilling. Foreigners. No, really, the wind in your hair. These guys.
Right.
Animal beneath you. The people.
So what are you doing?
I miss Jeff. Why did he go to England?
Lovely with a couple of
Hey ho, no school tomorrow.
Hey.
Uncle? Mommy? Uncle?
Hassan?
Mommy? Mommy? Uncle? Mommy?
Excuse me. Our guests allowed?
Mommy?
Abbas? Oh, mother.
Hey, mother.
Mother, dear.
Mother? Haji, how are you doing?
How are you doing? Are you well?
Are you well?
Oh, thank God.
How's Mr. Mustafa doing?
How are you
doing? Mr. Mustafa? Hope he's well. Is he working now?
He sends his regards.
Wish him well. Send my regards.
God be praised. God be praised.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Hello.
Well,
hello.
Well.
Mother, I love
my
you so much.
My darling son. May God watch over you.
Thank God your precious son's finally returned.
I missed you so much. I'm so glad to be back.
You must be happy too.
But it's not fair of you. You didn't tell us you were coming.
Well, Father, of course I didn't want you to go to any trouble. Of course it was useless.
Hello.
You did it anyway.
It's in your mouth.
Hello, Gollum Razor. How's things on the sea?
Oh, man. What's happening at sea? We'll be out of Lavan Island in 2 months, and we'll go back to Cork Island. More time on land.
In the middle of the sea?
Middle of the sea.
Your strength, sister. Don't bother my pal too much.
Ask him if we ever see him. It's only because of you that he's here.
Hey, Hassan. Come let me see you. Look at you. You're so big, you're becoming a champ. What is it? You're becoming shy like your dad?
Hassan, it's your uncle.
I love you, kid. He's really grown. Too bad he doesn't recognize me.
He's shy. He hasn't seen his uncle for 2 years.
Sorry, Father.
It seems his uncle's a little shy too, not talking to everybody.
Is Aunt well? Is Uncle
She's well, and so are her parents.
Thank God.
I told them you're coming.
That's kind of you. Thanks.
Thank you for coming.
Aunt, congratulations, Aunt.
You went to a lot of trouble. God willing, it'll be Golna's wedding soon.
That's kind. Thank you very much. Turn around and don't forget to smile.
I say it's better if Mali here doesn't come. Then Abbas will get a clear signal. If he's still thinking about marriage, well, then he'll know that it's all over. This way, they won't be too upset either.
2 years have passed since then. Both their situations have changed. Who's to say they still even have feelings for each other? Right now, Mali is more mature, and so is Abbas. And also, is Mali a child?
Why aren't you ready yet? Aren't you coming to Auntie's house?
Yes, darling. We're getting ready right now.
You're too kind.
Thank you very much, Abbas.
Oh, Muhammad, thanks for coming. Please take care of yourself. Thanks
a lot for
coming.
Hopefully next time it's your wedding.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Take care.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hello. It's good to see you.
Thanks. You too. Hello? Anybody there? Come in.
Yes. Well.
Hello. Well.
How are you doing?
Oh, man,
good to see you.
How are you, Abbas? How's it going?
Thank you for coming.
Welcome
Hello,
back.
Aunt. How are you doing today?
Thanks,
Thank you
I'm
for
fine.
Coming. Thank you very much.
Thank you
Hello
for having
there.
Us.
How are you?
How are you doing? Thank you very
it's
much.
Nothing.
You're so kind. You shouldn't have.
Don't worry about it.
You really shouldn't have.
It
Thanks
is such a
lot.
Pleasure. Did you have fun?
You should have been there. It wasn't bad.
Well, we all missed you a lot.
I missed you more. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Please come inside.
Uncle, Aunt, thank you very much. Malia, darling, you really shouldn't have.
apart to sing each other made me think of you again, Abbas. Just like a half-lit fire that flames up again. I think this is what love is. But there are many things you don't know about. Abbas, in these 2 years, I've made plans for my future. I don't even know. Maybe 2 years away from Iran has changed you, and you're not even thinking about me anymore.
What's your crime? Not just breach of trust. I can't imagine you couldn't have done more. My good man, I entrusted him to you to watch over. Otherwise, there's no way I would have let my unmarried son go all the way to the other side of the world. Not so?
Now try not to get too upset, Haji.
I mustn't get upset. Look at that idiot. Don't look at me like that. Listen here. I can't help being upset. I expected a lot more from you. I can't help it. From the son of Ismail, I expected a lot more from you. That's the reason.
But we're not little kids anymore. We've grown up, Hajj Abdullah. We talked it over with each other a lot, discussed what's best. We looked into her and her family's background. Everything was fine. Everything went well. We were afraid we'd call you and you wouldn't approve, force us to go and call the whole thing off. Well, we couldn't do that. And also, Hajj Abdullah, for the first time in his life, Saeed's in love. What was he supposed to do with his true love? Go and hide her somewhere?
Eh? Tell your father to open his eyes. You are probably the best man too, right? How am I supposed to look into my neighbor's eyes and tell him that my son's gotten a wife from Infidelville? If people find out, will they ever set foot in this miserable place? You tell me.
What's that got to do with it?
Don't ask what it's got to do with. My God, what a mess. Look, anything that idiot's hand touches in this place will be considered unclean. That's what it's got to do with.
Oh, my God. Come on, what's that got to do with anything? Who knows who God's people are? If they're black, white, red, or yellow. And by the way, Miss Annie has converted and become a Muslim. So there's no problem.
And she is a Muslim now?
Yes.
We've always been Muslims, and look how messed up we are. What about her who used to be an infidel?
She wasn't an infidel, she was a Christian.
Look, you don't be cheeky with me!
Come on, Hajj Abdullah.
Tell him to shut up.
Well, I don't know what else to say. You are our elder, more wise. Let me just say one thing, then I'll be on my way. We don't have the right to pass judgment about other people. With your permission. Goodbye, Saeed.
Saeed, come here a minute. Come here, son. Now, what does that gem look like? Can we take her out among the neighbors, or would it cause us embarrassment? Why is she dressed like this?
Like what?
Why is her hair not covered?
That's from before she became a Muslim.
She wears a headscarf now?
Yes.
Here you go. Fresh out of the oven. Now tell me, when's our darling bride coming to Iran? Thank you.
If God wills it, you will also find a school to teach in, I'm sure.
I've searched all around Kazvin. Nothing's available.
It's not always the case that what we think is good and should happen is the best thing for us, you know?
What are you trying to say?
I might have to give up working after I get married.
Are you crazy, girl? What for? So just get married to someone who doesn't have a problem with you working. I'm serious. You're an educated woman. Your family isn't poor, you're well off. Your family isn't low class, you're cultured. Don't rush to say yes to the first guy that comes along.
Everything you just said is important, but there are some things in life that are more important than anything else.
I don't understand. I just think you're either too happy for your own good or you've gone nuts.
Yes, I think I've gone nuts too sometimes.
Hey, don't hit me.
What did you get for that answer?
What's she writing on the board?
I got number 3.
I said stop that. Hey, so
listen up well. First graders, this is for you. My mother went to the market. Small M, capital M. Please write each of these 10 times. For the second graders, draw the same picture I've drawn here on the blackboard, and if you don't have colored pencils, that's all right. Don't worry about it. Third graders, please add these 2 numbers. For the fourth graders, here is a multiplication and a division. For all the fifth graders, Hassan, read aloud the story of Mother from the book and the rest repeat after him.
Mother,
Mother.
Oh, my darling mother, who I loved so much.
Oh, my darling mother, who I loved so much.
You are the most kind, generous, and wonderful person.
You are the most kind, generous, and wonderful person.
Nobody in the world is more kind than you.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm sorry I got here late. Did you want to tell me something about Lady's condition?
Yes, I wanted to tell you something very important. Look, sometimes Lady shows a reaction to certain sounds, and even her heart rate changes when this happens.
Well, is that good or bad?
It's nothing to be concerned about. Really, it's good, really. But if we can figure out exactly what sounds or words cause her to respond, we can do some productive things.
Well, during this time, I've been talking to her about our future and things like that.
I understand that. And it's all good and well. But besides all that, when Miss Hikmat, Lady's friend, is with her, she also shows a lot of reactions.
Forgive me, I don't understand what you're trying to say. What are we supposed to do?
Mr. Karami, I think there's something in common between the things you and Miss Hikmat are saying to Lely, and that's causing her to show a response. Just continue what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Good luck. Take care. Goodbye.
But the problem is that Malier isn't the same person she was 2 years ago. She's now been hired and working as a teacher. She's got a career. She's independent. This was her dream ever since childhood, to become a teacher. She's now reached it. Everything's different now, Saeed.
The things you're saying are her circumstances. What about herself? Has she herself changed?
You can't separate a person from their circumstances. She's now following a path that might cause her to even think about not wanting to get married to me. She might even be thinking that getting married to me would become an obstacle in her path.
Saeed, sir, could you please take this tray?
What is it you think? Are you getting in her way?
You know the situation well enough. Our lives aren't in our own hands. We're in the military. Any second they might give us an assignment to go to any corner of this country. Who knows where?
Abbas, if she doesn't want you and tells you no, what are you going to do?
It's hard. But if she doesn't want me, I'll just have to forget about her.
Well, what if she wants you and not your profession?
Flying is our passion, Saeed, isn't it? Is it possible to reach the sky without leaving the ground? It isn't.
Yeah, but we also want to have someone with us on the ground, too.
That's true. When I land, I'd like to...
Okay, I get it. Find out what your heart says. These things can't be calculated. If that were the case, I shouldn't have ever even thought about marrying Annie. Who would have thought Saeed Khojastifar, a kid of Qazvin, would propose to an educated girl living in the heart of Texas? I mean, come on. And she'd respond by saying yes.
Well, you got seriously lucky, bro. I was the only one there she could ask about you.
Saeed, sir, if you please.
Give it here.
Take it. Put it over there. Abbas, go to your uncle's house. Sit down and talk everything out with your aunt. Don't you always say a problem has to be solved at the root? If you were a little smart, you'd know who you need to convince. If your aunt accepts, your uncle and Malia will automatically get along.
I should talk to my aunt, right?
Yes.
It makes sense. You've really given me good advice, bro. Hopefully I'll be there for you too.
You did plenty for me while I was overseas. Not so I thought I'd pay you back. A little.
Oh, well, it's a lovely day today, isn't it?
Are your mother and father well?
They're fine, thanks, and told me to send their regards. Thank you very much. God, please help me. Well, dear aunt, I came, I thought because...
Hello.
Oh, hello there, Malia.
Hello there, darling.
How are you doing? I hope you're well.
Thanks very much. Goodbye for now.
Thanks. Take care. Thank you very much. So thank God it seems Muddy is working now.
Yes. And she is really enjoying her job.
Aunt, I won't take up too much of your time. In reality, what I wanted to say in regard to...
Look, Abbas, I don't know why this situation has dragged out until now. I thought you got your final answer before you went to America.
Well, it's possible that a lot of things could have changed from 2 years ago.
In these past 2 years, nothing has changed. Not anything in our lives, nor your profession.
Malia herself hasn't given me an answer yet, actually.
If Malia had said to you that she wasn't getting married until she finishes her studies and you were waiting around, then I am sorry about that. It was a misunderstanding.
You said what you wanted to, Aunt. Now let me say what I have to say, because it's important. In these past 2 years, which seemed like 2 centuries for me, really, all my thoughts were about Malihair. You know me well. I'm not the type to play for sympathy. I think I know her. That's why I came. We do have our differences. That's true. But so does everyone. But I think we like each other enough to be able to help each other and try to make a life together. We'll have hard times, sure, that's a given, maybe more so for her. But a person who doesn't struggle in this life will have a harder time in the afterlife. Don't you think so, dear aunt? If Malihair herself tells me that she doesn't want me, fine. I'll never mention it again. I'll be waiting for her response. Sorry for troubling you.
No problem.
Goodbye.
Forgive me, Miss Hekmat. I went to the ICU, but you weren't there. I know I'm taking up your time. During this time, there was been one question really on my mind. How did the subject of the book, Your Husband's Life, become so important to Layli? I just need help understanding.
God willing, she'll tell you that herself.
Layli never even spoke one word about this project with me. If something unusual had happened, she would have told me about it. She would have, surely.
Tell me, why do you think something unusual had to have happened?
You don't know her that well. God forbid, I don't mean to be disrespectful to you or your husband. But Layli, she had nothing in common with this book that she was writing. How should I say it? I don't think she really cared about these topics.
Look, Mr. Karami, I don't want to disrespect you either, but I don't think you really know Layli, considering her book.
Miss Mahini to the nurse's station.
Allow me to explain to you.
To the nurse's station immediately.
Ever since Abbas died, well, many have come to get videos, pictures, interviews, book rights. Or the rights to do a movie, you know, that sort of thing. But the truth is, Layli was different from all the rest. The first time she came to my office, I had no desire to do an interview.
Hurry, they're going to close the door.
Yes, Madam Principal, of course.
After you've thought about it and made your decision, come here and we'll talk about it again, all right?
Yes, Madam Principal, can I go?
Kalili. I'm not going to say anything to anyone, and you shouldn't either. And also, I don't want you to talk to him at all, even on the phone. Do you hear me?
I promise I never called.
Very well, darling, I know. Don't ever call in the future either. Go. Go and wipe your tears.
Excuse me, Mrs. Heckmut.
That's me.
Hello, I'm Layli Ghafouri.
How can I help you?
I'll tell you, if you'll allow.
Of course, come on in. I'm at your service.
Forgive me. The truth is, I'm here to talk to you because I'm doing some research on your husband's life. If you had the time, I'd really love to talk to you. If you have the time, of course.
That's a great compliment. I would really like to help you, but the truth is, I'm very busy.
Don't worry. I won't take up much of your time.
Well, okay? You must know I gave a lot of interviews in the past. You can use one of those.
But what I'm doing is completely different. I mean, you see, it's going to be a package, including a book and a CD about Mr. Abbas Babi.
I really wanted to... You'll be able to find things in my past interviews.
It seems I'm really disturbing you.
I'm not at all. There are some books about Abbas if...
Thanks a lot. Don't bother.
That day, Layli left me empty-handed. I thought she was offended and she'd go and never come back. But the second time she came to see me, it was about 40 days later.
Hello.
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 Hi, I thought you were mad at me. I've never seen a thin-skinned reporter before.
Can we talk about Abbas Babi today?
I want to talk about you. Why have you really come after Abbas Babi?
I have some personal reasons, that's all.
Well, if you're going to insist on answering my question like that, then I don't see any reason to talk to you.
Look, I don't work for any government organization. Very well. It was the suggestion of a publisher. Then I gradually got interested in the subject.
You really didn't understand my question, did you? I asked you why you want to publish a book and a CD about Abbas Babi. I didn't ask who you work for.
Because Abbas Babi decided for himself about his life. In a society and culture where they only put one path in front of you and you're forced to follow it, that person created his own path for himself, whether before the revolution or after it.
I see.
Mrs. Heckmut, I'm leaving this country in a few months. I'm going to a place where I'll have social freedom, a place where I can freely say what I want to. Is that enough? Do you understand me now? My one and only true desire...
We cannot work together. I'm sure Abbas wouldn't want it either. My husband sacrificed his life for a land you think of only in terms of force and pressure. He supported all the qualities that you're opposed to.
Well, we can. We can talk to each other about this subject. I just ask you not to transfer your own beliefs and values onto Mr. Bubby simply because he was your husband.
There's no meaning behind your words. I don't think we understand each other.
Do you have any idea why I came to see you again? If you don't want to answer, I'll leave. But the result of this discussion will be that it's true you are Boss Bubby's spouse, but he probably only tolerated you because you had nothing in common.
You didn't choose the right method if you're trying to convince me to give you an interview.
I'm certain that a Boss Bubby respected people enough to at least listen to what they had to say.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
You know, a while ago, for the first time in my life, I saw death in front of my eyes. It's been a while that I've been having doubts about a lot of things. I'm not even sure if I'll be alive to take a breath a minute from now. I've been thinking about a lot of things, thinking about what it is that I want out of life. Why do I want to leave Iran? Well, two weeks ago, the plane I was in had mechanical problems. We were about to crash. Someone had said that your husband once said, pilots get paid in return for each one of their lives. That for each flight, they don't know if they'll return alive or not. For the first time in my whole life, I felt the strange experience of not knowing. Not knowing it's all.